Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Matt Sherm and Lisa Morgan of Mahaska Midwest join us on today's program to talk about the team of 10 and 11-year-olds from Pella and Lytton traveling to the state tournament this weekend.
Well, Matt and Lisa, we just got done talking to a group of Little League All-Star baseball players that have a very special trip coming up, and the two of you are really going around the community this week to try and garner support for this trip up to Sioux City. First of all, we'll start with head coach Matt Sherm of the Mahaska Midwest All-Stars team. Coach, we usually talk to you about Central Baseball, but you got a group of special young men that will have a chance at a trip this weekend. First of all, let our listeners know about how the season has gone for the Mahaska Midwest team.
I didn't know really what to expect coming in as far as the competition we play. This is my first go-around coaching Little League. So we had some good practices to get prepared. I think we practiced five times as a team before we started playing games. I think through the practices, I was really impressed with the attitude of the boys, how they came together, how hard they worked. It was a lot of fun to see that. We kind of set two goals for ourselves the very first practice, and that we want to have fun and we want to get better as baseball players. And we really haven't talked about winning a whole lot, but we did talk about if we have fun and we get better, then we have a good chance to win. And that's what ended up happening. We went 8-0 in the district, which it's really kind of a grind of a schedule. You play 8 games in 10 days, so it was a lot of fun to see the boys come out kind of like a major league schedule. And I thought they might get burnt out, but ultimately they couldn't get enough of it. They would go after the games and play home run derby at Rotary Park, which was a blast too. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to representing the area at the state tournament next week.
Well, and that is coming up next week. And Lisa, where you come into this, obviously your son is a member of the team. On top of that, you're also trying to garner support from the community. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about why the support is needed and ultimately what you're looking for over the next couple days to get ready for that state trip.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. The tournament this year is in Sioux City, so 4 hours away. So obviously there's some hotel rooms. There's some expenses in hotel rooms and food and activities. We are having the boys do some community service volunteer stuff while they're in the community to say thank you to the community. What we're asking for the Pella community is to help us raise those funds to take some of that burden off of the families. So we are going around the community. We've contacted businesses. We're going around again today. We've got a pizza ranch today. The boys will be bussing tables two different shifts. So I think it's 5:30 to 7. By 30 to 8, depending on how busy they are. So people can come out and have a good dinner. In the heat, they don't have to cook. And then they can have a good dinner and support the boys that way. And then on Thursday, we're going to beat the heat a little bit to set up a dunk tank out at CrossFit 424. And it will run all day during all of their classes. And their classes start at 5:15 in the morning. So the dunk tank will be set up all day. And they can contact any parents that are on the team. We'll have those listed, any of the boys. And if somebody just wants to give a donation, that would be great too.
And there's GoFundMe pages and links on the Pella Little League website.
There is a GoFundMe page through the Pella Little League, and Pella Little League is a nonprofit organization. So if somebody wants to, we can get them the tax papers that they need for that. So PellaLittleLeague.com, and there's a GoFundMe button on the Pella Little League site.
The expectations, of course, this weekend is just to have fun, but also a great bonding opportunity for a younger group of guys, I imagine. So the community support is not just, of course, helping these guys go maybe win a couple of games up at the state tournament, but more importantly, letting these guys grow together as friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've had a great start with that through the district tournament, and I'm so happy for them that they get to continue that in the state tournament. And, any funds we're able to raise to help alleviate some of the costs with the trip are just going to, help their experience tremendously. So I can't thank Pella Little League enough for their support, and it's going to be a great opportunity for the boys. So any support that the community can give would be much appreciated.
And then we'll just do one more final call to that. Lisa, the best way to get a hold of you this week, if they want to come out to CrossFit, all the above, there are numerous ways they can get a hold of you.
Sure. My cell phone is 641-780-0444. If anybody wants to call me that way, and that's probably the easiest way to text or call me that way, and I can give them information as to where we're going to be. And this has been a great opportunity. It's Pella and Pella Christian kids coming together, and so it's a great bonding opportunity. So then they carry this through And through their years, they'll always have this together.
Find out how to assist the Mahaska Midwest team at KNIAKRLS.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.